朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
所以保罗在这里，罗马书第八章是他第一到第八章的一个总结啊。
And so here Paul is actually summarizing what he's talking about in chapter 8.
他前面讲到我们被因信称义，我们在圣灵里面被改变。
And these last eight chapters, he talks about how we're justified by faith, how we are changed and transformed.
他也讲到有一天我们要身体得赎，要得到荣耀。
And then he comes and he talks about one day that our body would be.Redeemed and it will receive glory.
所以我用最快的话讲保罗讲罗马书的总结。罗马书讲到我们被定罪、被称义、成圣、变化、得荣。
And again, very quickly, Paul tells how we are foreknew, we are called, we're predestined, and we are justified, we're glorified.
弟兄姊妹，讲到这里要结束的时候
，And as he comes to a conclusion.
他除了有八章二十八节到三十节的一个总结，让我们看见神的蓝图、神的目的到底是什么。
And as he concludes these eight chapters with these three verses, he laid forth the blueprint and the foundation of what God is doing.
让我们看见神工作的法则是什么，就是要叫我们像耶稣。
That we may see the principle and the reason by which why God works, that we may be like Christ.
也讲到我们在遭遇中该用怎样的态度，就是得着基督。
And what kind of attitude we need to have in all these circumstances, that is to lay hold of Christ.
所以讲完了以后，他底下就说。
And then to follow, he says these words.
他弄了五个问题。
He asked these five questions.
其实有的时候用问题来做结论更强而有力。
Now, oftentimes, as he responds with a question, it is more powerful.
他为什么用问题来做结论
？Why did he use these questions to stir up an answer?
因为这每一个的问题都是很清楚的答案了。
Because every one of his questions has a very clear answer.
每一个问题。都应该知道的。
And every single one of these questions, he stands from the perspective you ought to know.
所以他在这里说，既是这样。
He said, if this is so,
我还有什么好可以说的呢
？What then shall we say to these things?
接下来他就开始问：神若帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢
？If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神都愿意帮助我，谁还能抵挡我
？If God wants to be my aid, who can resist me?
Harry Foster 弟兄说。我们跟神，我们加上神就是 majority.
And Henry Foster reminds us that us plus God is the majority.
只要我们跟站在神这边，跟神在一起，我们就一定是多数。
Whenever we are standing on God's side, we are always the majority.
整个万有伏在他的脚下。
Yes, the whole universe is under his feet.
谁能够跟他相比呢
？Who can resist him？
南北战争一个很重要的战场战役之前
the Civil War right before this critical battle。
林肯旁边的一个将军在那里讲说，明天这一个决定性的战役。
There was a general that was standing right next to Lincoln and said, "Tomorrow, this is a decision point for the war."
不晓得神会不会帮助我们站在我们这一边
？I don't know whether God would be on our side.
林肯回答他
，And our President Lincoln responded to him.
他说：“我担心的不是神站不站在我们这一边。
”He says, "What I worry about is not whether God is standing on our side."
我担心的是我们是不是站在神这一边。
I worry whether we are standing on God's side.
弟兄姊妹，在你有需要、在困难不能解决的时候
，Friends, so when you are in the hours of need and when you have time.Difficulties that you cannot resolve.
当耶稣亚要去打耶利哥的时候
，When Joshua was about to go conquer the city of Jericho,
我们都在乎神是不是站在我这一边。
Every single one of us, what we care about is God with me. Is God on my side?
林肯总统提醒我们，关键是我是不是站在神这一边。
President Lincoln reminds us the key point is: Are we standing on God's side?
当我站在神这边的时候 ，No one can against us.
When we are standing on God's side, nothing can prevail against us.
神帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢
？When God is for us, who can be against us？
并不是代表人生没有难处。
That's not to say that in this life we won't have any difficulties。
而是没有一件难处可以挡住我们去得着基督。
But not a single difficulty could be in the way of us coming to Christ。
没有一件事情可以让我们跟基督的爱隔绝的。
Not a single thing can separate me from the love of Christ。
第二件事情
Secondly,
他说神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了 岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
He says, he who did not spare his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
换句话说，就是没有一个好处神不给的。
And in another word, God is telling us, I did not spare one good thing from you.
我常常在很多地方考听众一个问题啊。
And oftentimes I would throw a quiz out to the audience.
特别是好多年以前我讲的那个题目，得着神的上好。
And many years ago, I shared on this particular theme of getting God's very best.
我说到底什么叫做神的上好？
And what is the utmost, the very best of God?
啊，我们很多时候都有标准答案，都说耶稣。
A lot of us have a standard answer, Jesus.
都有说基督。
Everybody says Christ.
那我说圣经的根据在哪里？
And where is the foundation?Of that response.
啊，这一节就是很好的一节。
I said this particular verse is a great response.
神如果连他的儿子都愿意为我们舍得给我们
，If God is willing to spare His Son for you and me,
他岂不是把万物和他自己都白白的给我们
？Can you not consider that He would deliver all things and Himself to you and me?
换句话说，连这个都给了，别的怎么会不给呢
？In another word, if I've given you this, what else would I withhold from you?
啊，例如说把整个旧金山当趟的几栋摩天大楼都送给你了。
In another word, if I gave all the skyscrapers in San Francisco to you,
那你会不会要他门口的那个 doormat？ 哇，这个好漂亮啊，可不可以送给我
？Can I have that doormat at the entrance of the building too？
啊，我们不会注意在小的东西，我们知道我们是何等的丰富的一般人。
Your eyes will not be cast upon those small things. You begin to discover how rich and how full you are.
啊，我为什么这么讲？因为30多年前有一位长辈来看我跟于师母。
And I say this because about 30 years ago, there's an elderly brother who came to visit me and Sister Nancy.
我们陪他到旧金山 downtown 走一走，看一看 Embarcadero Center.
We took him to Embarcadero Center just to sightseeing in San Francisco.
啊，他有一个朋友一起来，我们在那里一面。走路一面聊天。
He had a friend that was with him, and we were just casually walking the street. We're talking to each other.
他那个朋友说：“哇，如果旧金山中间有一栋楼是我的话，太有福了。
”And one of his friends says, "Man, if one of these buildings belonged to me, how blessed would I be?"
然后我叔叔说：“不用一栋，给我一层我都很知足。
”And my uncle says, "I don't need the whole building, just one floor. I'd be satisfied."
你看到没有 ，San Francisco。
This is San Francisco.
一层楼就可以让一个人一辈子满足。
Just one floor of a building, he would be satisfied for the rest of his life.
你就晓得我们这个人在神这么伟大的应许面前，我们根本没有 activate our faith， 我们没有用信心以所听见的道来调和。
You come to discover that in contrast to this verse, that our faith has not yet mingled with what we have heard.
他把他儿子给我们，没有一个可以跟他儿子比的。
He's given us his son.Nothing else can compare to his son.
所以要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的。
So all taste and see that the Lord is good.
我们对得到的基督太轻看了，太忽略了。
We despise so much and so often that we have Christ.
第三个，谁能够控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
And the third question, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
啊，有另外一个翻译翻的。更先进啊
There's a Chinese translation is even better.
好的，谁能够控告神所拣选的人呢？难道是称他们为义的神吗？
The translation goes, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Would it be the God who already justified them?
连那个称我们为义的神都不能再定我们的罪。
Even the God who already justified us, he will no longer condemn us.
因为他是信实的，他是公义的。
Because he is faithful, he is righteous.
他不能够违背他自己。
He cannot go against himself.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个多么大的恩典啊！
What an amazing grace!
下一节也是一样啊。
And the verse that follows the same.
他说：“谁能够定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边替我们祈求。”
And he says, "Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us."
同样的，另外一个翻译：谁能够定他们有罪呢？难道是那位已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神右边替我们祈求的基督吗
？Another translation also goes.Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ who already died and furthermore also risen and is at the right hand of God who intercedes for us?
所以在这里保罗等于在这里告诉我们
And it is Paul who's telling us
连神都不能控告我们。
Even God himself, he will not condemn us.
就没有人能控告我们。
So therefore, no one else can condemn you.
连为我们死、为我们复活、为我们在天上祷告的基督，他都不能够定我们的罪。
The Christ who died, who's risen, who's ascended on high at the right hand of the Father, he himself cannot condemn us.
更不要说别人。
Not to say anyone else.
弟兄姊妹，我是觉得为什么叫 amazing grace?
Brothers and sisters, why?Why the words amazing grace?
如果我们没有认识自己多么的败坏、罪恶多么的可怕
，and we do not see how corrupt and how filthy, how despicable the sin is，
或是一个犯罪的人被控告所折磨的那种痛苦的话
，and we do not come to realize as a sinner how we are condemned and being under that condemnation，
我们不太能够了解这个多么伟大
，and we do not really fully grasp。How wonderful, how amazing this is.
在基督的血里面一盖盖着再有没有人可以挖出来
That in the blood of Christ, all is covered. No one can dig it up again.
没有人可以再控告我们
Everything is buried. No one can condemn us.
没有人可以再定罪我们
No one can continue to condemn.
我们最近都在读创世纪挪亚方舟当神审判全地的时候
And when we were reading or we're all trusted reading the book of Genesis when God is judging the world in the time of Noah
当洪水来审判全地的时候
When the flood came to judge the entire world
连天下最高的山都被淹没了
Even the highest mountain was covered in water
没有一个人可以逃避神的审判
Not one can escape the judgment of God
它比最高的山还要高15轴是我几乎三倍高
It's 15 cubits taller than the highest peakIn the world.
没有人可以逃避神的审判
No one can escape the judgment of God.
但是在方舟里面，在基督里的
But inside the ark, those who are representative inside Christ.
洪水再高，方舟永远在它上面
No matter how high the flood, the ark is always above the flood.
在基督里，我们脱离了控告，我们脱离了定罪
That in Christ, we have been.Separated, be set free, we have been set free from condemnation.
保罗说，这怎么说呢？难道我们可以因为这样子就尽量的犯罪，叫恩典显多吗？
And Paul says in response, shall we continue to sin that grace may abound?
啊，他说断乎不可，这是啊。
He says absolutely not.
啊，真正经历神赦免之恩的不会是个样子。
Those who have truly received the grace of God, they will no longer respond that way.
我们里面充满了感恩。
We are full of thanksgiving.
昨天在非洲有一个小黑奴，他玩弹弓啊。
And again, a long ago, there was a boy in Africa. He was a slave.
啊，他平常都要做很多苦工，洗碗啊，做这个做那个。买东西啊，打杂啊。
He was given the responsibility of a lot of chores and every single day.
啊，有一天他拿那个弹弓玩的时候，啪一下，把一只鸭子啊，主人的鸭打死了。
He was playing with a slingshot, and one day he accidentally killed a duck that belongs to the master.
啊，他吓死了。
And he was terrified.
啊，看看旁边没有人，就在树旁边挖个洞把它给埋了。
He looked around, nobody was watching, so he dug a hole and he buried the duck.
啊，他看看没有人，他就放心了。
He noticed nobody was watching, so his heart settled.
没有想到，等到他回到厨房去的时候。
Not to discover when he came back to the kitchen.
啊，另外一个仆人就跟他说。
Another servant said to him.
去打水。
Go fetch water.
他说今天不是我 on duty, 不是我。
He said today, it's not my turn. I'm not on duty to fetch water.
他说你不要忘了树底下那只鸭子啊。
And the man said to him, don't forget about the duck that is buried under the tree.
他就晓得被他看到了。
So he knew, okay, he saw him.
啊，那个时候你偷了主人的东西。主人不喜欢你是可以把你卖掉甚至可以把你杀掉的
And in those days if you've done anything that is displeasing to the master you could be sold or you could even be killed
哦，他吓死了
So he was terrified
乖乖去打水
So he just went and fetched the water
啊，所以这个人无论叫他劈柴叫他打水叫他洗衣服叫他做任何事情当他不想做的时候他就提醒他不要忘了树底下的鸭子
So ever since then this man would tell him to go do this go do thatGive him a lot of things, for just keep him busy, give him to do. Whenever this little boy, he doesn't feel like doing it, the man would remind him of what he had done.
所以他一直活在控告，活在恐惧的底下。
So every single day, he's always living under condemnation, the fear of condemnation.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
他决定去找主人。
He decided he's going to go talk to the master.
他跟主人认罪。
And he confessed the sin to the master.
告诉他我错了。
He told the master, Master, this, I made a mistake.
告诉他我做了什么。
And he told the master what he did.
然后主人也是蛮有恩典的，原谅了他。
And this master was very compassionate and forgiven him.
啊，说，我原谅你。
And I forgive you.
等到他再回到厨房去的时候
and when he goes back to the kitchen,
那个人说去打水
and this man once again says, go fetch water.
他说我不去
He said, I'm not going to go.
你不要忘了树底下的鸭子啊
He says, don't forget that duck under the tree.
他说没关系你去跟主人讲吧
He said, it's okay, you can go tell the master.
弟兄姊妹这个叫做里面的罪被解决了
But this is what it's talking about where the sin within is dealt with.
所以当我们真正在神的面前认罪悔改
When we truly confess our sins before God and repent
神是信实的是公义的
Our God, He's faithful, He is just
他要赦免我们一切的罪洗净我们一切的不义
He will forgive us of our sins and all of our unrighteousness
这个时候我们里面向着神是坦然无惧的
And then we can have a clear conscience before God
我们对着仇敌的控告我们是勇敢的
We come before God without fear and we can be bold before the condemnation of the enemy
我们对着我们自己败坏的生命我们是谦卑的
According to this corrupt flesh within me I am now humbled
我不敢再随便犯罪
I dare not casually sin
弟兄姊妹这是神伟大的恩典是用他儿子的血 cost his life
This is God's amazing grace and it cost the life of his son
来解决了我们人生最痛苦的问题
It's to deal with the mostdifficult and hurtful problem within human
nature. 来解决整个人类不管多么聪明科技多么发展永远不能解决的问题就是罪
To resolve the problem, then no matter how much we advance in technology, we cannot resolve the issue of sin.
也是你我这一生中最大的问题自己最不能解决的问题就是罪
It is the biggest problem for all of us. It is the issue of sin that we cannot resolve ourselves.
最后
And lastly,
35节谁能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢难道是患难吗是困苦吗是逼迫吗是饥饿吗是赤身肉体吗是危险吗是刀剑吗
And Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
36节如经上所记我们为你的缘故终日被杀人看我们如将宰的羊
As is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
37节然而靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Verse 37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
King James 翻作 yet.
The New King James versions use the word yet.
很多的圣经的翻译叫做 no.没有一件事情。
Many of other versions use the word no.Not a thing.
还有一个翻译叫 nay.
Another word, probably a very old translation. Nay.
难道是这个是这个是这个是这个吗他说 no, 或者 nay.
Could it be this? Could it be this? Could it be this? Nay.
中国翻译然而味道不够。
And so the Chinese translation is not quite there.
难道是这个难道是这个他非常笃定的回答说 No!
Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? No!
没有一件事
Not one thing!
所以我儿子很小的时候我们 family 这个祭坛读经的时候那天也读到这一段
And when my son was young when we had our family altar we were studying the scripture together
他那天就用说难道是手机吗难道是 video game 吗难道是电影吗难道、有现代的 version
He used the today modern version. He said, could it be my phone? Could it be a video game? Could it be this? Could it be that?
我觉得非常好。
And I thought it was very good.
因为我十几年前在中国的时候有一个家庭教会很感叹地对我们说。
And many years ago, we were in China visiting a home church, a house church, and very regrettably they said,
就从前我们有患难有困苦有逼迫有这么多的东西我们还能够说没有一件事叫我们与基督的爱隔绝
In time past, we had persecution, we had perils, and we had hard times. And we were able to proclaim and say, yes, not a single thing can separate us from the love of Christ.
今天患难没有了困苦没有了逼迫没有了赤身肉体没有了饥饿没有了但是任何一件事情叫我们与基督的爱隔绝
But nowadays, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, and peril, they're all gone. But anything, 弟兄姊妹，
在 Silicon Valley 没有逼迫，没有饥饿。你看每一个面色红光，对不对？
Brothers and sisters here in the Silicon Valley, there are no tribulation, there are no famine.
我们在这里没有这么多的困苦，没有这么多的 tribulation.
And we don't have these hard times, we don't have these difficult tribulations.
到底什么事情叫我们与基督的爱隔绝？
But what exactly causes us to be separated from the love of Christ?
我觉得我们每一个人都应该写下自己的 list.
I think every single one of us, we need to go write down this list.
难道是我的家庭吗？是我的爱情吗？
Is it because of my family? Is it because of my passion?My romance?
难道是我的工作，我的事业吗？
Is it my work? Is it my career?
是我的娱乐吗？
Is it the things that I want to have fun in?
是我的投资，我的财富吗？
My investment, my wealth?
我的健康吗？
My health?
很多人一有病就不能来教会了。
As soon as I am sick, I can't come to church anymore.
很多人只要家庭里面一有问题不来聚会了。
A lot of people, as soon as they got problems at home, they won't come to church anymore.
很多人玩 video game, 没有办法读经了。
A lot of people who are addicted to video games, they can't read the books.
很多人看着不该看的东西没办法祷告了。
And they come, go to sites online, that they can't pray anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都有自己的 list.
Brothers and sisters, every single one of us, we have a list of our own.
我们都应该在新年的时候很谦卑地在主面前祷告。
In this new year, we all need to humble ourselves and pray before God.
这是保罗的
List. This is a list for Paul.
因为他们就是在遭受逼迫、困苦、赤身肉体被杀害、饥饿、贫穷。
Because indeed, these were the things that they were experiencing.
但是今天21世纪 Silicon Valley 的人
But for those of us who are living in the 21st century, those of us who are in the Silicon Valley,
说得更具体一点
to be more practical,
就是你的和我的，到底我们的 list 是什么？
What exactly is your list and my list?
什么东西叫我荣誉与基督的爱隔绝？
What are the things that would cause me to be separated from the love of Christ?
保罗那么勇敢地说 No!
Paul boldly says, No!
我们能不能靠着主的恩典也说 No!
Not a thing can we say by the grace of God, No!
尤其在新年开始的时候，我们对着这一切捆绑我们、束缚我们、让我们不能自由爱神的，我们都说 No!
Particularly at the beginning of the year, we would have the courage and the boldness to say to all those things that would hinder us from the love of Christ and say No!
你知道凭着自己不行。
That by my strength I cannot.
所以保罗说
So therefore, Paul says,
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上得胜有余。
By the Lord who loves me, I am more than conquer through Him who loves us.
More than conquerors.
I am more than conquer.
很多时候 NBA 比赛到最后延长赛的时候，最后一秒钟被人家赢了，那是勉强赢的。
And we see a lot of basketball games that they would go to overtime, and at the very end, they just missed that they win by that one shot. They barely won.
你看他们都年轻人露出苦笑来。
And a lot of young people, we can see that face of bitterness on us right now.
因为几天前 Warrior 就是这样输给 Houston.
A few days ago, that's how we lost to Houston.
被人家赢了一点点。
And they beat us by one point.
所以我们不服气。
So,We're not settled.
保罗告诉我们的 more than 得胜有余。
Paul says here more than
不是赢这么一点，简直是没得比的赢。
We did not just become conquerors by one that one point. We are more than all these things.
怎么样子 more than conquerors?
How are you able to be more than conquerors?
怎么样可以得胜有余？是靠着爱我们的主。
It is through Him who loved us.
所以唯独基督叫我们得胜有余。
It's only Christ alone.Can allow us to be more than conquerors.
所以三十八节、三十九节的结论，我们一起来读。
Verse 38, 39, let's read it together.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。好，我跟你们发出一个挑战。
And I have a challenge for every single one of you.
你能不能找出任何一个挑战不列在三十八节里面的？
Can you discover any difficulties that is not listed in verse 38?
你能不能找出任何一个借口让我没办法爱主，没办法得胜？
And can you find any excuse that enables you not to be overcomers?
不论是死是生，是天上的掌权的，是有能的，现在的，将来的，高处的，低处的，中文说，或是别的受造之物，或是说 ，no anything else in all creation.
Here Paul says that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing.
好，所有人想到的，一直讲讲，讲到最后，用一个包罗万有的字来表达，所有其他的都不能。
He tried to use his mind, and he writes down everything, and expands and expands and expands. And at the very end, he used an all-inclusive phrase, nor any other created thing.
弟兄姊妹，我必须要结束了。
Brothers and sisters, I have to come to an end here.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us,
基督爱我们是绝对的爱。
Christ loves us with an absolute love.
永远不会改变的爱。
A love that is forever and unchanging.
而就是靠着这个爱，让我们可以站立在 cornerstone 上面。
And it is through this love that we are able to stand on the cornerstone.
也就是靠着这个爱，让我们可以得胜有余。
It is through this love that we can be more than conquerors.
也就是因着这个爱。
It is through this love.
没有一件事能叫神不爱我们。
That can cause God not to love us.
没有一件事能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，就是神永远爱我们。
Not one thing can separate us from the love of God because God forever loves us.
但是就是我们自己。
The one thing, we ourselves.
如何去回应神这么伟大的救恩？
How do we respond to this amazing grace and salvation of the Lord?
他的这个爱是在耶稣基督里的。
This love is in Jesus Christ.
所以当我们把一个器皿丢到大海里去的时候，
And when we cast a vessel into the ocean,
周围全是海。
And the water surrounds it.
全是神的爱。
It is all God's love.
不可能改变的。
It will never change.
但是就的主观上，
But subjectively,
我们在这个爱里面享受多少？
In the midst of this love, how much you will enjoy this love?
我们经历的这个爱多少？
How much you've experienced this love?
我们真正靠着这个爱过得胜有余的生活，能够到什么程度？
To the degree that you can experience that this love allows you to be more than conquerors.
是在乎我们如何去回应像这汪洋大海的爱。
Has everything to do with your response to this ocean that is surrounding you.
我常讲的一个简单的比喻。
And I give this very simple analogy.
你可以把一个 water bottle 这样子的水瓶。
You can cast a water bottle.
丢到大海里面去。
You cast it into the midst of the ocean.
它在大海里。
He is in the midst of the ocean.
他在神的大爱里。
It's in the midst of the grand and great love of God.
但是他自己里面经历了多少，在乎这个器皿向着这个爱盖子是不是打开来的。
And how much he experienced this love has everything to do whether this bottle is opened up or not.
他如果是打开来的。
If the bottle is open.
不要说 water bottle.
And not to say a water bottle.
连美国这么大的一个 container 丢进去，它马上充满的。
If the continent of America was a vessel that was cast into the ocean, it will be filled.
大大张口神就大大充满。
The greatly you open up this container, the greatly you will be filled.
但是如果小小的瓶子盖的盖子。
But if this small container holds his lid closed.
它也在神的大爱里。
It is also in the love of God.
没有一件事能叫我们与这个爱隔绝的。
There's not a thing that can separate this bottle from the love of God.
全是爱，全是海。
Love is everywhere.
但是我主观的经历却是非常有限。
But subjectively, I am so limited.
因为我把我自己关起来。
Because I've shut myself in.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们要在一开始的讲唯独基督。
Today, at the beginning of the year, we say Christ alone.
所有的遭遇都有意义的。
Everything that we encounter has a purpose.
所有的遭遇都是为了荣耀的目的。
Everything we go through has a glorious purpose.
叫我们经历基督，得着基督，活出基督来。
That we may experience Christ, we may live out Christ.
而神就为我们预备了这么丰富的救恩。
So God has prepared this wonderful salvation for us.
所有的祝福都给了我们。
All the blessings is in Christ for us.
所有的定罪控告都为我们解决了。
All the condemnation, the Lord has resolved them all.
然后他儿子耶稣基督的爱，让我们可以得胜有余。
And the love of Jesus Christ, His Son,allows us to be more than conquerors.
谁能够叫我们与这个爱隔绝呢？
Who can separate us from the love of God?
他问了两次，谁能叫我们与基督的爱隔绝？谁能叫我们与神的爱隔绝？
He asked the question twice. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Who can separate us from the love of God?
弟兄姊妹，求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
新的一年。
This new year.
一起好好爱主。
That we together come and pursue the Lord. 同一个心
灵高举基督。
With one spirit, we together come and exalt Christ.
同一个脚中，我们把耶稣基督的福音祝福能够传扬出去。
With one purpose and one course, we together expand the kingdom of God, the good news of God.
我们不扣留他。
We do not hold him back.
希望我们不仅仅有 cornerstone， 有这么宝贵的磐石。
Not only do we come to recognize we have this precious cornerstone，
我们每一个人都是 living stone，
but we are all living stones，
都是活基督的一般人。
And that we are a people who will live out Christ。
朋友，你收听的是 福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。